Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, enforced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
Listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
Hey. Did you hear something?
Kunigaru is played by Buell Richardson.
You're going to have to clean one of the rooms.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
As a character, one star in Yelp.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Brent Thorson.
This is where I wish I had my rank 6 ability.
Now, on with our show. We open back up in that inn room with Kunigaru staring down at the body of a unicorn samurai lying in a pool of its own blood and an odd-looking sword held in its hand.
Guru is going to take the sword, or actually, he is going to inspect the sword first, visually, looking it over as much as he can.
And the blade itself looks identical to the blades that you have stored safely at the castle. But this one has got fit and finish. So it has a handguard. It has a grip. The grip, you can't get a good look at because it's still in his hand.
But can I see any maker's marks of any sort? Any coloration on the hilt as it's passing on the other side of his hand, or anything on the tang or the guard?
What you can see is that it looks to be wrapped in black, and there is some sort of shiny material that you can just barely make out between the fingers.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some cloth that I would use to wipe down a blade, fold it 4 times, reach around to the back side of the blade, so I'm not on the edge, grab, and see if I can pull it out of his hands, or his hand.
Luckily, rigor mortis has not set in yet, so you're able to pull it out from his grip. Blood is dripping off of the edge of the handguard.
So I'll actually start inspecting the guard more.
The handguard itself is pretty plain. It's burned metal, so the metal itself has been overheated. It is blackened. The grip is a black silk over black lacquered ray skin. And there is a stone embedded inside the guard itself.
Can I tell what type of stone?
Not from appearance. It's black.
Okay, I will put the sword off to the side, find something I can wrap it in.
There's futon sheets that you can easily find and wrap it. It's an inn.
Well, I will be taking the futon sheets. I'll have to reimburse the matron of the inn for him, but I will be wrapping the blade in it.
Buell thought, this was a fit and finished sword. Does it have a scabbard?
Yeah. I'd be looking for a scabbard as well.
The scabbard is on the body next to the still bleeding hand, even though the body is dead.
Yeah. So I will also take the scabbard, and I will actually sheath the blade in. After cleaning the blood off,
right, and it's just a simple two-part wrapped bamboo, lacquered black.
Yeah, so once the blade's in the scabbard, then we'll wrap everything up in the bedding. Like I said, we'll have to reimburse the matron for the loss of her sheets. And I will see if our good Kitsuki is around so he can take a look.
All right. As you're leaving the room, you can hear some soft voices from the room next door. As a proper samurai, you would ignore it because it's behind doors. But you are an Emerald Magistrate.
And there's been a murder, so I'm going to listen in.
All right, I'm going to have you roll a skullduggery air to listen in. It's going to be a TN1.
Wow. I have an advantage.
you have void points, right?
Yes. Where are those kept on the sheet?
I mean, what are your advantages again? Large size or something?
No.
If we're listening in, he doesn't have an advantage that would allow him a free reroll.
Drogen's Blessing, no. Ally, and Armaments is my passion. So
I'll let you. So as a house rule, we've been letting full reroll of your dice because I think that is a fair use of a void point.
I know a lot of people have been like, oh, here, just roll it afterwards. I think it depends on what we want.
Yeah. For our house rule, full reroll all the dice is one void point, or you could use one void point to add and keep an extra die.
I'm trying to think. We start with two, or do we start with one?
I don't remember where you were at when we ended.
Yeah, I don't have it showing on here.
Like, I don't remember either, sadly.
And we've just been carrying it over.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah, like I said, I don't have it on the sheet. Zero. I think I may have one.
We'll just say you have one.
So I'll go to zero after this. I'll reroll. Oh, a lot better.
Quite a bit so.
Or not as better.
Well, I'm going to... I'll keep those two initially, and I'm going to reroll. Oh, wait, that's not an exploding success. Never mind. I saw exploding success. So I get a success, an advantage, and a strife.
All right. So with a little bit of work, at first you can't quite tell what they're saying. You take a step closer. The strife, we'll say, caused a little bit of a creak in the floor, and they paused for a second, but resumed talking.
Hey. Did you hear something?
No, nothing.
All right. Well, news from the castle was that the hole we punched didn't go where we wanted. But I thought Daigotsu Yajinden's notes would have helped us. Yeah, something must have gone wrong in the forging. Ningo needed to be more careful with who he chose.
Well, this was a test anyway. Next time, we'll punch it all the way through.
Can I tell by the voices what clans and what areas they might come from?
The language is pretty blunt and... not as formal, kind of more gruff. You suspect it would likely be either somebody who is used to being on the wall, possibly being a unicorn person from out in the Burning Sands, or possibly just a Matsu Berserker. Somebody a bit more wild.
Oh, crap.
That's what I started with, somebody on the wall.
So, and they said Daigotsu.
They said Daigotsu Yajinden.
he just flipped him to bird.
The fact that Buell, the player, knows exactly who the heck that is.
Technically, he's not born yet, but whatever.
Kuniguru has no freaking clue.
Daigotsu Yajinden was born in, like, 600? Born 475.
Daigotsu family wasn't around till after the...
The Daigotsu family wasn't. True, but Yajinden was.
All right, whatever.
So, I'm going to look up and down the hall. I'm going to notice which room it is. I'm going to head downstairs, find the innkeep. I go downstairs, see if I can find the innkeep.
Yes, Samurai-sama, what can I do for you?
I need to know who is in the room next to the unicorn.
Well, which unicorn?
I will describe which room it is, specifically.
Oh, well, to the left, in the first room, is a very nice dragon samurai. He's headed out. But on the other side is that unicorn's compatriots. More unicorn. On the other side, the fourth room is empty. We never fill the fourth room.
Okay.
Not since the incident.
How many companions came with the unicorn?
Well, there was about four of them total, two in each room.
I see. Have you seen any of them recently?
One of them went out. I believe he said he was going to be out late and would be checking back in late tonight. The rest have been upstairs quietly all day.
You're going to have to clean one of the rooms. Later. I will be back. Don't go into... And I give the specific room.
If you've done something, I will have to call the magistrates.
I am a magistrate.
She sees the Jite.
Very sorry.
It is fine. Do not go up there. I will be back. And then I'm going to leave. And post haste, make it to the castle.
The guards are still standing outside and are insistent that no one enter or exit.
If you don't let me in, someone's going to be dead, and not just the unicorn I found slaughtered.
The orders are from the clan champion himself. You do not outrank him, magistrate.
You want more people dead in your village?
I will send word and to the champion that you are here. And if they
do it now,
that you can. Yes, samurai.
And I still have the other blade that's wrapped in my hand.
While that's happening, we will cut back to
Kitsuki Akira and Yogo Sojibo.
Well, that was quite a fun trip. I don't think I can recommend that inn, though.
No.
As a character, 1 star in Yelp.
Only because they don't give 0 stars.
Exactly.
Though the patrons there seem to really enjoy the food.
I know.
Something they could really sink their teeth into.
Yes. Very, very bad inn.
Let us find Kuni-san and get to, hopefully, not the bottom of that, but the bottom of what's going on. Agreed. Onwards!
Yes. So you are able to successfully exit the room this time. As you step out, you bump into a messenger that is running through the halls. They don't appear to be holding anything.
Oh, sorry, samurai. I must get to the champion right away. There's a magistrate demanding entry to the castle.
Okay.
Is he wearing faceplate that reads Vengeance?
He is indeed.
I think we should go with you to the champion because we know this magistrate.
So does the champion. He should have been in here. Why wasn't he in here?
Let's go see.
I go to the champion. I'm not splitting the party as much as possible right now.
Right.
It's like Yogo wanders off.
No.
So you get over to Tenbo Hasuga, the champion of the Dragonfly. And you're able to gain the permission to get Kuniguru into the castle.
I will tell the messenger boy, now retrieve Ronin no Sai from wherever he is. Thank you. The koi pond.
I will bring him to the koi pond for you.
And yeah. And that's where we'll tell the messenger who's also if this is not the same messenger.
It's all one messenger.
Okay. Everybody, we meet at the koi pond.
Right.
All right. The two of you get to the koi pond and are going to be waiting a little while. The messenger ran to the front gate and was able to get Kuniguru in and said,
your other magistrates have asked you to... But I have to go get...
Lead on.
Very well. So you follow him to Sai.
As I notice when we see Sai, I look at Sai, I said, follow, lead.
And you all go to the koi pond.
Good, you're here.
Or not good, where have you been?
In the village. Drop. Is another one. Fully complete. There is now a dead unicorn. And his companions talked about a breach that wasn't complete. And they said the name Daigotsu Yanjinden.
What would be the role to see if I can recall that name from my studies? Where is that? What would that be?
You're going to be doing a Culture Earth.
Culture Earth, okay. Yay!
And this is going to be a TN4. It's going to be very difficult.
Well,
is it possible that I could might recognize the name, the fact that as a player, I know the fact that Yajinden is a Master Smith.
For you, it's a TN3.
Can I use my perfect memory?
Yes, I will let that fit perfect memory.
Yeah, I did not get what I wanted. So that is one explosive success rolled into nothing, strife, and two opportunity. Is there anything I can do with a two opportunity? I can't remember.
You can use it to remove strife from yourself. You can provide assistance to the next character attempting a similar check.
So I will negate the one strife that I got because I don't have my...
Yeah, because he doesn't realize I'm meeting the test, so I would not have accepted anyways. So
that's what you say. That's what you say.
Really? Looks exactly like my original. So I'm going to keep the advantage only. So I don't recognize the name. It's the unicorn we're talking about, this hole. And that it was just a test. But the fact that they had that blade with them. And it is, like I said, it is a fully functional hilt. Suba and all.
I have a sneaking suspicion that we found the hole that they punched.
Really?
Yes, we had a nice visit at an inn in Gakido. Quite lovely.
Yes, don't recommend it. The fare was rather crude.
Really? Would I know of any way to cross realms other than dying?
Traveling through a doorway into the other realms. You know that there are places like the Shunamen Forest and places near the wall that lead to different realms, such as the realm of the yokai and realm of animals.
But nothing would be here in Tumbo Castle.
Not naturally, that you know of.
Can I think of a way to do so?
Well, I don't think that's as important as we need to get those miscreants immediately before they discover their discovery.
Sorry, Samurai. Which miscreants are you meaning? The creatures that you found at that inn, or the unicorn that...
The unicorn.
The compatriots of the unicorn, because I don't think the creatures we found at the inn will be crossing over anytime soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
That's why Buell's trying to see if Kunigrud would know of a way to do it artificially. Or if he could think of a possible means.
I'm going to have you do a theology earth, because you're trying to recall. This is going to be a TN 3.
So I have 3 success, 1 strife, and 1 advantage.
Okay, what are you going to do with that advantage?
I will reduce my strife by 1.
All right. So you remember only just rumors of different rituals that could be done but shouldn't be done to be able to create temporary portals between places.
Rituals that will be mostly performed by Mahosukai?
Yes.
Which is why they should not be done.
Yeah. I'll reach down, grab the blade again, since it's fully, pick it back up. We must go get them. If they are what I think they are, they need to die.
Agreed. Lead the way.
Very well. Messenger boy still there?
No, he left right after leaving you guys.
They're never around when you need them. Had to lock down the place in Shukatsuki. Apparently the real danger was outside, not inside.
You need that messenger?
Well...
And Kuniguru yells, "Messenger!" I would expect that Kuniguru's voice travels a bit. Do you need me to make a roll?
Yes. I'm going to have it be command fire?
Damn. I know. Yeah, I got one success and a strife.
Well, he'll come and he'll come back to you here.
As I look over at Soldier Bo, you need the messenger?
Have the champion send his men to the inn in town immediately. We will join them as soon as possible.
Yes, Samurai-sama. What is the nature of the...
Maho.
His eyes wide open. He turns. He runs.
I think we may have needed to keep that on the down low as to not start a panic. I mean, this isn't really Crablands.
No, it's not. But I don't want to answer tons of questions before I get done. And Kuniguru starts to walk towards the gates.
Oh, I believe we already started as soon as the message.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at Yoko. Shrug. Motion to Kuni. He's like, yeah, that's how he is.
The guards at the gate go, the castle's locked down, Samurai. Without word from the Danbo champion, we can't let you through.
I'm counting till the champion arrives.
Or the messenger arrives with the champion's message.
Yeah, because I'm figuring the fact that I told him Maho, he was going at twice his normal speed to tell the champion. Yes. So, yes, Guru is just putting up finger by finger, slowly counting to himself.
A few moments later, the messenger boy comes running, dripping sweat to the guards. The Danbo Hisuga has request that all but two guards to join us. We are bringing a contingent down to the inn in town. Oh, magistrates. Yes, are you going with us, or I thought you were headed beforehand?
And Kuniguru just points at each guard.
The champion will let these men through. Let them through. Okay.
And as soon as they move out of the way, Kuniguru moves forward and pushes the door open.
Oh, as soon as they unbar the...
As soon as they unbar the gate, yeah. Take a moment, walk out the gate.
Wait, how are we doing this in style, or are we just running?
Walking out the gate in style, and then breaking into a run.
And Kuniguru will lag a bit so that way the Katsuki Akira can actually catch or
save some face.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have Katsuki roll a fitness earth just because of his... heart issue. It's not a difficult terrain, so it is only going to be a TN1.
Don't rub it in.
Not a single success.
And speaking of single success, you would actually have to re-roll that, wouldn't you?
I would.
You would have to re-roll the successes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no successes. No
success.
No re-rolls.
Well, it's successes or opportunities, so technically he would have to re-roll his opportunities.
So all these opportunities, or...?
Just two.
Which could become successes.
Nope, it's worse.
That's what it's designed to do, but, you know, and technically he failed, so he gets a void point.
Yes, you get a void point on this. Between the excitement of it being a
Maho Tsukai...
and the physical exertion of running through town, by the time you're there, you are pretty winded and your heart is aching. The beats feel irregular and
tachycardic, very quick.
And probably in a lot of pain, but I'm not showing that because, well, I'm samurai. Oh, stay and guard the door.
Walk in.
Yogo-sama, where would you like me to stand?
You will be with me. I'm assuming
this is Sai, yes. So he'll go with you.
And I'm sure at this point he's explained everything, so we're going to go running to the room next door with the men, have Sai break down the door, and I'm going to be ready. And this is what we're doing, so we're probably going... I don't know what we're doing right now.
All right. So, I mean...
And this is like in those animes where they just kick in the shuji door.
Yeah, I'm not even going to have... I was thinking of having Sai do a roll for that, but no. Sai's going to firmly plant his foot into the door, shattering it to little pieces, flying past two men in there.
And there's something else we have to reimburse the matron for.
The two men inside are wearing purple and gray kimono. They both have fairly decent beards. One is tied down with a single knot at the bottom. The other is just very loose.
Sorry, I'm stroking my braided beards.
I thought about even saying it was braided, but decided not to. Their hair is long and and wild.
In the name of the Emperor and the Emerald Magistrate, you are all under arrest. Surrender your weapons immediately or be killed.
Oh my, these aren't kappa our magistrates are facing, but Mahosukai. Let us hope they walk away without any adverse effects. Anyways, Rokukan is live. Just go over to Kickstarter.com and type in Rokukan, that's with a C, not a G. Yeah, that's right, G. Trevor Cuba has plenty of experience running cons and is well loved in the L5R community. So please go support it so we can all have our fan-run convention. It will be in Michigan sometime in May-ish, spring-ish. So yes, go please donate. I would love to go meet all you who listen if you can make it. Play some games. I may run some. They sign up to run some stuff, who knows? Our charity tournament for the Linwood Food Bank is being run on October 26th at Around the Table in Linwood, Washington. It is a family-friendly club, also where we record. Thank you, Tim and Nick, for letting us use your back room for our recording until I get my studio up and running. That's beside the point. Now let us find out how our magistrates will deal with our fanatical heretics, blood magic users.
Are you
rushing avalanche style? Just hitting them with the...
I think that requires a heavy weapon.
No. Making martial arts melee check using a blunt weapon. I am using the sheathed sword. The sheath itself is blunt.
Yeah. This is where we start combat then. Yeah.
It's basically, he's laughing at us. He gets hit across the face with the...
So I assume we're using, what are we using? Focus?
Yes.
And they would be using vigilance.
Yes.
Hopefully theirs vigilance is worse than our focus.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how to do...
So my focus is crap. Well, my focus is better than vigilance.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how to do initiative.
It is ring of your choice plus...
The ring you choose is the stance you start in.
I think tactics. Yeah, tactics. I got tactical assessment now, so I got stuff. What are your disadvantages, Buell?
Impatience. and lost memories.
I don't think any of those would apply to this.
Impatience would be the only thing that would apply, but I've already been playing that up.
Yeah. It's too late. Where is his?
These people want to... The messenger wants to talk. No, leave.
Wait, Cooney's impatient? I never would have guessed.
Okay, so are you're in the conflict, Steve?
No, he's at the door.
Okay,
the door.
Never mind.
The door.
And then you'll also need to roll for Psy.
Oh, yeah.
And he would most likely go into fire stance, but he would either do air stance. Another likely one would be air. Probably. Or water.
He's going to go into water first. So, well, no, he would probably have his stuff drawn.
Yeah.
So he has his stuff drawn, so he wouldn't need to go in the water. So, yeah, fire tactics. Where's his tactics? Tactics one. He has a rank in tactics. Oh. Oh, come on.
And then just let me know what your values are so I can write you guys down in order.
I have 3 successes, plus I have a focus of 4. I got 3 successes and 2 strife.
So, by the way, his Momoku and Hunted by Chikushido. Chikushindo do not fall into play right now.
Yep.
Because of my... this is what I rolled. So I am at a focus of 3 with 3 opportunity. One I'm using to negate this... well, actually, I'm not keeping that one. But I'm using these 2 opportunity to negate his disadvantages. With my tactical assessment stuff. But he got...
what are the values? What are the final values?
I got 3. However, just let me find... God, this...
because it's you add your focus to your successes, right?
Yes.
So I have 7.
Yeah, you guys will be doing focus. I'm doing vigilance. So you had 7?
So I have 3. Wanna know how much Psy has? Wanna?
11?
Yeah.
So we will go... Psy, Guru, Maho 1, Maho 2, and then Sojibo.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know if they're tainted or not, but I can probably assume they might be due to the fact that they've been using Maho.
Cooney handshake.
No, it's thing is, if I don't know, I can't actually use it.
No, you can use it. It's just that if you use it too many times against a non-tainted target.
Actually, no. You cannot use this ability if you're unsure if it being tainted or not. It states that specifically.
Mm. All right. Anyway.
We'll find out if they're tainted.
Sigh.
Just a sec.
So I'm calling them... Maho Red and Maho Blue.
Actually, out of curiosity, do I get a free strike for the... since my smacking him before?
Yeah, I will let you...
because technically that would probably happen right before combat actually started.
Yeah, that would initiate combat, honestly. Because the way I view it, and I hate to say it, Buell, is that vigilance and... focus is like, because if they had a higher vigilance, I would totally like, oh no, they totally reacted quicker than you could.
Okay.
So you're starting to move to do that.
And Psy sees that and reacts.
Yeah. And then there's the general reaction.
Yeah.
Psy is made for combat.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so that's just the guard action. I don't think he would do the guard action.
Oh no. And do remember, he does have, his weapons are ensnaring, so you can use advantages to hook.
Yeah, that's what he was probably going to do. I just like, okay, so he's at 3. This just sucks since I'm playing a character. Where is his melee arts? 1. Okay. So he is targeting red.
All right. Red is in earth stance.
All right. So I can't use opportunities to inflict conditions. However, is disarming a condition?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
Okay. Let's see if this goes somewhere. No, it doesn't. So his TN is still 2?
Yes, his TN is 2.
1, 2. Oops.
You had 2 successes. I was ready. He's in fire stance?
He is in fire stance. Because he is a hot-headed fella.
Which makes those strife nice.
Oh, there we are, the Dao. I thought they were Gao. No, they're Dao.
His ones are Gao.
You put Dao in here.
That's because the Gao were not options.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Paper Blossom didn't have it in there. I just needed something. It's a range 1, damage 4, deadliness 3, snaring.
Okay. So, ensnaring. And how do I get ensnaring? Yeah, this is going to be fun editing. Whatever.
Spending opportunity.
Just one opportunity?
I believe so. When performing an attack with an action snaring weapon, you may spend opportunity plus one target of the attack with a vigilance lower than or equal to the opportunity spent. Suffer the immobilized condition.
Oh.
So... if you have 3...
I do not have enough opportunity. So he's going to use that opportunity. What can I use with the fire opportunities?
Fire opportunities. You can inflame another character within the scene with your presence. They receive 2 strife. You can perform the task in a flashy way to draw attention to yourself.
He's going to inflame blue. So they're going to receive 2 strife.
All right. So they take 2 strife. So he went after blue.
No, he went after red. He inflamed blue.
Yeah. All right.
Red couldn't take conditions.
Yeah. Sai comes in with his Gao, and did you get any successes?
Yeah. He got 2 successes, enough to hit, two strife, which added to the, so it's 4, so that's 8 damage to his endurance.
He's come swinging with the Gao in almost a scissor-like motion, and... it takes everything that the first Maho Sukai has to jump back and just narrowly avoid it. He crashes into a small shelving unit that would normally hold the padding for the futons. And then turns towards the other Maho, pointing his Gao. You're next. Kuniguru?
So, bringing the sheath blade, trying to bring the sheath right across the jaw of blue.
All right. He is in air stance, so it will be a TN3.
And knowing everything that's been going on, I'm going to assume that they are tainted.
Okay.
Well,
ow.
I will definitely keep that one. And I think I will keep... yeah, I'll keep that one because I can. Because those both are exactly the same. But then I will... let me pull these off the side here. I will reroll that. Oh, and I'll get an advantage. So, doo-doo-doo. Oh, perfect. So I will hit. And if my gaze in the shadow actually, if you're allowing it to go off properly, like I said, I assume they're tainted. And if they are tainted, then I will take one of my, since my score rank is a one, I will change that strife. Wait. Choose the number of your kept dice, up to your score rank containing strife symbols. Ooh, no, I don't want to change. Yeah, I'll do this one. Becomes just a success. No strife on it. That's if it goes off. Otherwise, it'll be a success with a strife.
All right, and
so that will be three successes, one strife, and one advantage.
And he is tainted, by the way. So, what's the total?
So, I'm not sure what the damage would be for, like, using the sheath. Probably, like, a club?
It would be the same as a club. Or, if you have the damage for your jitte, it'd be basically the same thing.
Of course, I do not have a jitte in my, on the list. But.
Damage 3, deadliness 2.
So that would make it a 6. And for, yeah, is he considered prone? Because was he standing or was he?
He was standing.
Okay. So darn it, I don't get to add an additional 3 for my fitness. So yeah, like I said, I come in. So as I start to swing the sword or the sheath blade, Sai knocks the other one, then I finish up and smack him upside the jaw.
And luckily he was not paying attention to you, apparently. And you, so you hit him in the jaw, he's kind of dazed, but he shakes it off.
Yeah, he was too busy laughing at you.
Which is why he got the sword against upside of his jaw.
So in the back, you hear Maho Blue start going,
this is where I wish I had my rank 6 ability.
Counterspell!
Yeah.
If it targets me, but it doesn't work unless it targets me.
He's not targeting you.
He's probably targeting me.
He's not targeting you.
Oh.
He's probably targeting himself.
Yeah. Ouch.
Ooh.
I'll just reroll this one. So yeah, he succeeds in his roll. Didn't need all the bonus successes that he got.
Sadly, we are on the second floor, so guess what my wit spell that I use a lot.
Uh-huh. So he stops and smiles and just looks at you.
At who?
At Sai.
Sai have to make a save?
Nope.
Oh, good. Sai dead?
Nope.
Okay.
You don't see anything happen after that. This.
Yeah.
Other than Maho Red, I think it is, smile.
Yeah, Maho Blue or Maho Red smiles. Maho Blue winds up drawing out his katana, which looks identical to the katanas that you guys had found earlier, save for that now it's got fit and finish.
It looks identical to the one I'm holding that's sheathed.
You will be good sacrifices. Sergio.
Awesome. So this is Blue that pulled out the sword?
Yes.
Since I don't have any magic that really works well here yet, I'm going to go up to him in Earth Stance.
So he cannot spend opportunities on me. And I'm going to try and do a coiling serpent style, which just, it's... yeah. It's a little bit, adds more to ensnaring weapons, which is probably something Psy would want to buy at some point. Ah, dang. Can't reroll any of those.
But that's a hit.
It's a hit with my fist. It's not what I wanted, though. I wanted an opportunity. I don't know if I have any void points, though. I think I have one. Yeah, I'm going to spend a void point to add a die. It's going to be my last void point, I think. Damage isn't always bad, but it's not what I wanted. Never get what you want.
Tell me about it.
It's two to hit plus on... what is my feast damage? Because I am...
Were you using your fist or were you using your jeté?
Using my fist.
Because the jeté is a snaring weapon.
Yeah, you're right. I will use jeté.
Which one are you targeting?
The same one Psy did, the one who drew his weapon.
Red. No, blue drew the weapon. Okay. Yeah, red is the crossway. And with you doing that, the coiling serpent strike, you didn't get any advantages, so...
No. That's what I wanted. I wanted to basically block his weapon from being used. But he didn't let me. But beside the point, that's 4 damage. Deadliness 4. And no, I did not get enough advantages to activate anything, which sucks. It's also 1 strife.
So he is just barely hanging on. He's seeming pretty worn out. Just from that, from the 2 swings at him.
Mm-hmm. Oh wait, I couldn't do that anyways because I can't spend.
Yeah, you can't spend opportunities on him.
Well, I can't spend opportunities to apply conditions. I don't think that's considered a condition. It's just stopping him from using.
No. Yeah. Conditions would be bleeding, disoriented, dying,
immobilized. So I couldn't immobilize him. But I could prevent his weapon from being used.
Yeah, you can snare. All right.
No, and snaring induces the immobilized
condition. Oh, true, yeah.
This doesn't do a condition. It does, hey, you can't use that weapon.
Suddenly, through the wall between rooms 2 and 3, which is where you're at.
Uh-huh.
Busts through the body of the other samurai of the Unicorn Clan. Now zombified. He has picked up a piece of the wood that had been laying around and swings it like a club at Kuniguru.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nyx and Amelia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG. and slashpodrpg.podbean.com. You can message us at slashpod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/slashpodrpg to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade-strike it, grasp it with Earth.